Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. How you doing, Robo Producer? What's new in life? How are things going?
Nothing much. Just still munching down on the sandwiches from yesterday, so I'm all Jersey Mike'd out for a while.
Okay. I had enough of that. I did a little Professor X, we appreciate you kind of lunch. And
oh, you had to.
Yeah. And then we showed the appreciation that we all had by having New Jersey Mike subs, right? Is that
and
right?
There's still some left over. I figured free lunch, why not?
Yeah. Free lunch, why not? That's a good line. All right, so I'm recovering from the Smell-O-Vision segment, so we're doing better from that time, and I feel that we can move on from that and just kind of feel a cleansing from that.
But it is awesome that the timing on that was perfect.
It was absolutely to the millisecond. I mean, I cannot explain this in any stronger terms, but aside from that, we have a wonderful day of weather, just absolutely stunning day. We have a really, traffic doesn't look that bad, and here's why it doesn't look that bad, because I'm not looking at traffic, I'm looking at the weather. Boy, oh boy, come on, some people. If you want to reach the show, you know you're more than welcome to by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. That'd be kind of cool. We're going to do a quick teaching for this segment. We're going to do kind of a shorter segment in here. We're going to come back. We have Olat O News. Now, I don't know what that really is, Olat O News, but we have Olat of it, which seems like a lot of it, but it's like Olat of it. There's so much, like, you know, like Big Lots. You know, I can't get over the name of that store, Big Lots. You know, what did they do? They sat in a conference room with 10 people. And it doesn't matter what it is. If it's really important to you, there were all different red and yellow, black and white, men and women, and also there were horses and dogs and cats. I don't care. But they sat in a room and they came up with this. Let's name our store. Okay. We have a really cool discount store that offers a lot of awesome items. All right. What's some of the things that we offer? We offer Biggs. Hey, let's make that part of the name. And what else do we offer? We offer Lots. Oh, my goodness. How could you come up with a better name than Big Lots?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Nothing wrong with corporate America. That a good dose of sanity wouldn't help. Come on. Big Lots. Let me Big Lots. Okay. What I want to know is what chairman of the board approved it. Who was the guy who went, oh, what a name? Like, wow, get out much? Anyway, all right, so let's do this DDD. I'm sorry, I have a hard time with stuff like this. I don't, you know, drive by, it says Big Lots. You go, what is that? Do they sell really large lots of land? They're really big lots? And you go in and you look at samples of the dirt of the land that they have Big Lots.
I hope you know every time I go into Big Lots now, because there's one near my house, I will always think about this segment. And I might even ask an employee.
You know, I would say, yeah, where's the lots? When you go and say that, go, hi.
I'm coming for your finest lot.
Yeah, I'm looking for the biggest of the lots that you have here. Where's that?
It says your Big Lots.
Yeah. Lots are on one aisle. Come on. Gosh, I can't help it. This is not my fault. This is general observation of life. Don't get mad at me. This is the same kind of thing. I mean, this is like, again, I make this observation. People can get upset about this. Okay, women who are driving and put on their makeup, I think that they've perfected that. I don't even have, but that's so different than people that are texting who look down. Women who are driving, they might look in a mirror, but they got one eye on the road and one eye in the mirror, right? So they got it split, which I mean, I've seen people do that a lot. But when you're texting, it's both eyes down. Nobody can see anything, and you're...
Aha, and that's why the cell phone companies invented voice recognition, even though it doesn't work that well.
Well, no, you should hear some of the nifty words that my voice recognition does when I try to do a text when I'm in my office researching, and I'll send a text to my wife. But apparently, different words like turnip are really close to love you or something. I don't know. You say love you, you know, send, and then it goes to my wife, turnip. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? She writes back. Now I have to engage in a conversation on a text that I had no intention of being involved with in the first place. People are listening to this show going, this is a Christian show, right? Some moments. Right now, not so much. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is some things don't make sense to me. It's not, it can't just be me. It's impossible that you do this. It's kind of like, and I noticed this. Now tell me about this. I confess this as a sin. I'll start off confessing it. I'm on the freeway the other day. Always stuff happens on the freeway. And I'm behind this person, right? And it's bumper to bumper. Has anybody ever been a bumper to bumper freeway?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't even know where you're going with this, and I can probably say I can relate.
All right. So that person, right? So here's what happens. So you know in bumper to bumper, you keep crawling along. That's kind of the process. You keep crawling along so you can make some progress, because no progress is maddening. Okay? So the person in front of me stops. Everybody stops. Then the line goes. But the person in front of me, obviously texting, is not going. Now, the distance between the person in front of me and the car in front of them was maybe 3 or 4 feet. Now it's 10 feet, 12 feet, 20 feet, 25 feet.
I think you and I would have the same problem.
30 feet, 35 feet. And you're sitting there going, dude, it's rush hour. We do anything but rush, but could you please crawl at a normal pace? I mean, what is wrong with, and then you lay on the horn and you don't have to use, and I'll lay on the horn and I'll wave my hand like, nice. And then inevitably they'll flip me off or some other weird thing. And you're just like, dude, drive your car. Okay, you're on the freeway to drive your car. It's maddening. It's maddening. And then people, and then I have this other theory, and then we'll close out because I'm not getting to the DDD. So here's this other theory that I have. Everything that slows the freeway down is one of two things. It's either a broom on the side of the road that, for whatever reason, everybody has to look at real quickly, slow down, and then speed back up afterwards.
I've never seen a broom. What is that?
Yeah, and here's the funniest part about it. What are they going to do? Stop the car and grab the broom? It's like, it doesn't make any sense. Or, here's my other theory. It's a woman who's 98 years old, and she's in front of all the lanes, and she's driving, weaving back
she's
and forth.
Fishtailing back and forth.
Back and forth in front of 7 lanes, right? Back and forth, just like driving almost like to the side, just going back and forth, and everybody's behind her going, what? What? And that's the person I get stuck behind. I love traffic.
Happens to me almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things. You know, when they do invent the opportunity to be transported, like in Star Trek, I'm going to be one of the first people to volunteer just out of the sheer desire to get out of the madness.
Your molecules might be... I don't care.
Yeah. All right, we come back. I will do the DDD, I promise. And it's actually on the presence of the Lord, and I'm not talking about Christmas presents. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. I'm the heart,
going where my heart will take me. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
26 sparkling pools, lighted tennis courts, balanced spa and salon, fitness center, Fox Den Bar, Butterfield restaurants, and poolside music Friday and Saturday nights. That's summer family fun at La Casa del Zorro Resort and Spa in Borrego Springs. Visit lacasadelzorro.com.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our 2-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event, coming to the Four Points Sheraton San Diego, September 5th and 6th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
KPRZ is dedicated to support pastors.
It's such a blessing to feel like someone wants to be a blessing to us.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Point Sheraton in Kearny Mesa. KPRZ equips ministry leaders to do the work of ministry.
I appreciate any time we have a platform where we can find out what's going on in the Christian community. It's really exciting.
The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. KPRZ wants to encourage the church community.
I want to say thank you to KPRZ for just really putting an arm around pastors and letting them know how much all of us love them. They're doing a great work in the city of San Diego in this community.
Admission and parking are free, but you must RSVP at KPRZ.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
San Diego, California.
Okay, a couple things to tell you. You know, I should tell you this. It's something that I forgot to tell you that, and that's this segment is brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany. By the way, Brittany is expecting with child and soon, so we should all be in prayer for her. Let's keep in mind that Current Solar Contracting, family owned and operated, and for over 20 years, and they don't rest. Now, I will say this about them. If you have got to be happy, I mean, I don't know what they do to make you. You have got to be happy or they will not stop until you are satisfied with their service, like unprecedented level of satisfaction for what they're doing. Here's a thing to remember that most people tend to forget. They're not so small that they can't do the job, but not so big they forget your name. So you don't just go to a call center, or they don't use third-party contractors, which is hugely important. They do the work themselves. The big offering that they bring to people is they offer the opportunity to lower your electric bill. Now, what does that mean? Okay, here's the truth. If your electric bill is already $20 or less, they probably can't help you. Okay? I'm just being honest. But if it's $120 or more, they can probably help you. It's just that straightforward. You call them up, you get a free analysis, and then you'll find out if it works. And if it works, it's a workable, doable thing. Doesn't cost anything to find out. They'll help you coordinate it, and you can go from paying $120, $140, $150, or $200 to $20. That is it. You call them at 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also visit currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. Okay. I'm going to do a DDD, but I do want to make sure. What's my time frame? Because I know that we're doing some extra work at the same time. Well, how long do I got? What do I got? 5 minutes? 4 minutes? 5 minutes? 5 minutes. All right, let me give you the title, and then I'll give you the information later. All right, here's the title. It's called Your Presence. I'm sorry, His Presence. Sorry, my fault. His Presence, Your Lifeline. His Presence, Your Lifeline. Now, when you hear me say the word presence, unless it's specifically the week of Christmas, I'm not talking about Christmas presents or birthday presents. Okay? We're talking about the presence of God, where He is known. And I want to just say something before I give you the scriptures, which I'm going to give it to Robo so he can script on it later. But here's what I want you to understand. There is a substantial difference between the universal presence of the Lord and the manifested presence of the Lord. And if you've not heard those terms before, I'm kind of apologize that you haven't. You should have. The universal presence of the Lord is where it means that God is everywhere. He is everywhere. He knows what's going on everywhere. His presence is everywhere. In a universal context, God is in all places. David said, if I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. In other words, God is everywhere in His universal presence. But that is substantially different than His manifested presence. And you think, well, what are you talking about, His manifested presence? When you read in the Old Testament about when God's presence fills the temple, so much so, like in Solomon, when Solomon prayed, and God's response to his prayers, He filled the temple so much that the priests couldn't even stay in the temple. That's the manifested presence of God. Now, some people will split hairs, and I don't care. And they'll go, well, that's really just the universal presence really manifested. Okay, fine. But the bottom line is, in general, the universal presence, that's the presence of the Lord everywhere, and the manifested presence of the Lord, that can be the presence of the Lord manifesting in your life at a moment, by you, with you, at a very singular moment where you know He's with you. It can be whatever the Lord determines it to be. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is this passage I read this morning. It's Psalm 21, verse 6b. Psalm 21, verse 6b. And it says this, "For you make him most blessed forever. You make him joyful with gladness in your presence." Now, I want you to hear that. You make him joyful with gladness in your presence. This is the psalmist talking about somebody who's in the presence of the Lord. And in the being in the presence of the Lord, there's a joyfulness with gladness that comes in. Now, hold on to that thought while I also give you Acts chapter 3, verse 19, which is when Peter was addressing the crowd. It says this, "Therefore, repent and return so that your sins might be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Times, not every moment of time, but times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. In the first verse, Psalm 21:6, you find out that in His presence, there's a joy with gladness that takes place. In this other verse, in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, you find out that the presence of the Lord brings refreshing. That comes about because a person repents and returns, their sins are wiped away, and the refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. So there's two keys I want to pull out of that. One is joyful with gladness takes place in the presence of the Lord. Another part of that is that refreshing comes about in the presence of the Lord. And if there's a couple of things that people need in this world, in this Christian community and non-Christian community, it's some joy with gladness and it's some refreshment. I mean, one thing we need is some joyfulness, and another thing we need is some refreshingness, and that comes from the presence of the Lord. Now, you get into it, and it's totally awesome to do. When you get into where is the presence of the Lord, and you find out that it's in many different elements, not the least of which is in communion with His Word, and communion in prayer, and communion in fellowship. It's in serving one another, loving one another. It's in the act of giving. It's in the act of worship. There's many places that the presence of the Lord is. The key component is understanding that the presence of the Lord brings into your life gladness, joyfulness, and refreshment. And I know if you're listening to my voice, you're a person that could use a little bit extra. That little bit extra comes from the Lord and from His presence. his manifested presence. Okie dokie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit of news and a little bit of history. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Tell you something, I think you'll understand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, folks, this is always a shorter, I think it's always a shorter segment, so it's one of those, is that right? Are you trying to podcast on that second one already? Is that?
I was attempting to, but I'm all ears if you need me to be.
Nah, I don't need you.
Oh, God. Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Nah, I don't need you. I mean, just come back in about 5 minutes, make sure you exit us out. You can do that, right? You got 5 minutes, you can podcast.
I will take 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, see you
Smoke
later.
Him if you got him.
All right, yeah, okay. See you later. All right, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you want to reach the show because you want to tell me how lousy I am, get in line. Let's do this. I did come across this story, and I'm trying to make sense of it. Sometimes I read a story, and I go, what? And I have, like I said, I think it's close to 30 places that we do that I do some of my research. We do. You know who my staff is? Me and the mouse in my pocket. I mean, it's like I'm the only person that does it. Plus, my wife will point some things out, and different people will say different things. Yeah, I'll look it up. So the state, and I saw this yesterday on Bill O'Reilly. Don't typically watch Bill as much anymore because I like to have my blood pressure below 600. So because of that, and it's not that he really does stuff that bad. So whenever he gets into the talking about, you know, anything about the Bible, any comment he makes about the Bible, not good. You can't pay attention. And I have everyone documented. So anytime anybody wants to challenge me on that, that's okay. But this did come out because I saw him make the comment yesterday talking about the Harf lady, who's the spokeswoman for the State Department. Okay. I mean, she's a spokesperson. Oh, wait, they can't say spokesperson. Watch this. She's not a spokesperson. Okay. Because that's what guys are. She has to be a spokeswoman. How is that possible? How can she can't be a spokesperson? Isn't that in its of itself a racist approach to gender? I mean, everything else is racist, except for going to the races, I guess. That's the only thing that's not racist anymore. Anyway, so he made a comment how she was way out of her depth in commenting regarding ISIS and regarding the approach they were taking. Because if you keep in mind, and this just happened the other day, not my fault, I didn't write it, I didn't do it. But just the other day, there was a nice message that came out from Barack Obama saying, we are going to destroy ISIS, destroy and send them to hell. And then the other message was, we're going to shrink and manage them. See, because I think it's easier to shrink and manage something once you destroy it and send it to hell. I think there's something like that. So there's a lot of like two sides of the mouth kind of thing. And don't be too smug, because you're right. Christians never do that. Ouch. Anyway, the point of that was this, that she was commenting, well, we didn't really say it this way. We didn't say really destroy them. Well, we didn't really say shrink and manage. Well, you know, he didn't really say he doesn't have a strategy. And people are like going, nobody is that dumb. So Bill O'Reilly commented, said, okay, she's kind of talking out of her depth. And I think actually the spokesperson might have been saying the State Department spokesperson was Jen Psaki, and it was Mary Harf or whatever who sent a tweet out making a comment about Bill O'Reilly. And what they were saying was, hey, stop telling us that we're saying things wrong. And my comment to that, just follow with me on this, is, hey, State Department, stop watching Bill O'Reilly. Hey, do me a favor. Stop watching Bill O'Reilly commenting in the news and becoming a part of the news. I would like a just simple, coherent response to the situation. What specifically are you going to do regarding ISIS? Bam. Just answer that question. Don't engage back and forth trying to have a better soundbite. Just answer this question. What are you going to do? What you going to do? I mean, it's kind of like, what you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do? Just tell us. Don't engage in a back and forth with Fox or MSNBC or CNN or ABC or CBS or NBC or anybody else or PBS or any other medium that you want to utilize to communicate that you're doing a great job. Tell the American people what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Because if you do nothing, they're going to keep killing people. And that is not acceptable. So what are you going to do? I think it's a fair position to take that they should not concentrate on Bill O'Reilly and they should concentrate on what it is they're actually doing. And as far as the message being different from politicians, it's not like every politician in the world hasn't given you one side, then another side, then another side, then another side. That always happens. But just give me a plan here. Somebody's got to have a plan. Somebody has to have sat in a room and said, here's our plan. Let's do this. I mean, I assume that's what a strategy is for. Unless you don't have one. Then I guess that doesn't matter. All right, so I don't like doing the news anymore. I'm so sick of the news. I don't like some of the stuff that's coming out of our own government. It's like disturbing me. That's why I like God. I can just count on God to be faithful and true. I don't have to worry about him double speaking or doing anything weird. You know, there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. There's no variable in this, neither shadow of turning. You know what that means? That means that when a shadow is on something and the sun moves 1 degree, the shadow moves off of that item 1 degree. You see, with God, there's no shadow of turning. There's no movement like that. God is solid. He's like a rock. If you're a person who's listening to my voice and you have not made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and your life is like the world, chaotic and going in 50,000 different directions, and you cannot find the center nor peace of mind, I encourage you right now to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't take a big ceremony, folks. It simply takes you saying to him, Jesus, come help me. I promise you, if you pray that prayer, things will change in your life. Now, I know there's people that say, it's got to be this or it's got to be this. Forget it. Jesus, please come help me. Pray that prayer and let your life be changed. The insanity of the world does not have to rule your heart and mind. It's not required, okay? All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't you go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Unfinished household projects bugging you? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by All Pest Pros. If you have rats or termites, All Pest Pros has the solution. They specialize in no tent, no move out, and no poisonous gas treatments. You stay home while they do all the work. Stop the rats and control the termites. Call All Pest Pros for a free inspection and get 10% off. Call 1-800-851-1864. 1-800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
From Warner Brothers and Alcon Entertainment.
Welcome to Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Looks like winter's being extra playful today.
On September 12th.
Winter needs to be paired with another female. I'm giving you 30 days.
All aboard, ready.
Believe in the spirit of friendship.
I don't want to look back on this knowing we didn't even try.
Sawyer's right.
And the power of hope.
We don't know if dolphins feel friendship. It feels like they do. And that's not a bad thing.
Dolphin Tale 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Start September 12th.
It's time. Your old, inefficient windows and doors have to go. Maybe they're drafty, not working like they should, or just old and outdated. So call Pella, the start-to-finish window and door replacement solution. A Pella professional will come to you and help you choose the right products for your home and budget. And on installation day, a Pella expert installer will lead their team, with most projects completing in as little as a day. Exceptionally energy-efficient Pella products can brighten rooms and help block the outside noise your current windows and doors may be letting in. Plus, when you work with Pella, your windows and doors and their installation, including labor, are covered for up to 10 years. That's the Pella Care Guarantee. See Pella.com for details. Now is the time to upgrade to Pella. Schedule a free consult today and you'll get 40% off qualifying Pella projects or special financing. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Pella.com/radio or call 800-331-3950. That's 800-331-3950. 800-331-3950.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charge, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Star Wars Experience. I'm sorry, for the David, which one? This is Indiana Jones. Oh, it's all the same, isn't it? It's just fun.
It's oh, fun. No, not the same.
It's not the same. It's not fun. All right, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Indiana Jones here. I got a hat. I got a whip. Hey, you know what a whip? John chapter 2, verse 13 through 22. Jesus had a whip. Oh, that's right. He was a pacifist. Yeah, I don't think many pacifists have whips. He was a pacifist. He had a whip. He had a whip. Thank you.
All right. We call it a draw.
Call it a draw. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, where you've just joined Radio Insanity. That's awesome. Let's talk about the history, because this is some pretty good history, brother. Not going to lie. It's pretty good history. It's even better commentaries right after the histories. Here we go.
Right after we're done, it's history.
All right. On this day in 1781, the city of Los Angeles was founded by Spanish settlers on the same thing taking place tomorrow, that next day gridlock was invented. Okay. Come on. That's funny, no matter if you're secular or Christian. Who cares? That's funny. 1888, on this day, George Eastman patented his roll film camera and registered the Kodak trademark. Selfies from America, say thank you. Okay, there you go. See, that's what started all, folks. Without that, there would have been no. Okay, got that? All right. This day, 1951, President Harry S. Truman inaugurated Transcontinental Television Service into the United States when AT&T carried his address to the opening session of the Japanese Peace Convention in San Francisco. Pokemon soon followed. Okay, there we go. Come on, that's another funny one. Pokemon soon followed.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Thank you. In 1972, on this day, U.S. swimmer Mark Spitz won a record 7th gold medal at the Munich Summer Olympics. A lot of people may have known that. Here's something you did not know. On this day in 1833, Barney Flaherty answered an ad in the New York Sun and became what? The first newsboy. Wow! Come on, that's a good one, folks. That's a good one. In this day in 1885, one of the greatest things happened ever in the United States of America, ever. It is in the top three of all time. The Exchange Buffet opened up in New York City. It was the first self-service buffet-style restaurant. It's like, yes!
Yes, sir.
I support that. Watch this. This will surprise you. Lloyd Wainer of the Pittsburgh Pirates hit a short fly ball that hit inside the foul line and bounced into the stands. Now watch this. Same game, his brother Paul did the exact same thing. However, it was 1927, and back then, instead of a ground rule double, it was ruled a home run both times. Now, that's pretty unique. This is kind of an interesting thing. Well, 1949, longest pro tennis match in history is played by Pancho Gonzalez and Ted Schroeder. Now, this is before the 2010 Wimbledon one that went, I think they're still playing. It's so long. It's just like, and who can watch? You can't watch that long. Back and forth, then back and forth, then back and forth. Come on. It's like a terrible fight. It's awful. And then last, but and probably least, Mac the Knife on this day was banned from the radio. Banned from the radio, at least at WCBS Radio in New York City. The reason, because people started getting uptight because of stabbings that took place, and somehow that got associated with Mac the Knife. I don't know. I know you're looking for it. I don't know. I don't know if I can make that big. I mean, if that's true, that every time you hear a song, you make a direct association and people do exactly what the song is, what do you do with Little Eva's Locomotion? Everybody's doing a brand new dance, and then come on, baby, do the locomotion. What is that? So everybody becomes a train? I don't know.
One of my favorite songs, actually.
I know. And then the Who redid it after Little Eva, just in case.
That I did not know.
I'm full of surprises.
Pulled up on YouTube. It's still down, though.
Okay. You know, it's one of those weird things. All right, couple things to cover. We've got to do our Facebook post, which we can do in just a little bit. I do want to say there's this one story that came out, and I want to be very careful how I say this because people are going to get highly offended, and I don't know why. There's something that came out in regards to the Center of Immigration Studies, and it says that 1 in 10 California workers are in the country illegally. To which I reply, there's no way it's 1 out of 10. It's easily 2 out of 9, no matter what anybody says. But I did want to make a comment about this biblically because we've had this discussion before, and people are going to disagree with me, but it's okay that you're entitled to that disagreement. But from a biblical point of view, as is specified in the Old Testament, people that were aliens coming into the country to work, specifically in Israel, were welcome. That's number one. Number two, they had to report in and register. You can't change the biblical facts. It's unchangeable. And Number three, they were under a different set of benefits and financial structures than the children of Israel were. If you're not sure about that, I will give you $50 trillion to read 1 Kings 20 times in a row and defy what it says, where the children of Israel had one structure and the day labor had another structure. You can't escape it. It's impossible. But I will say this, to the chagrin of many conservatives, they were welcome. And they should be welcome. It's just how we approach that is really the difference. Okay? All right, we're going to break early on purpose because that's kind of our trend of late. And then we're going to come back for a longer last segment because the last segment has to do with happiness. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Find new roads to quality Chevrolet and get rock-bottom pricing right now. Quality is overstocked with hundreds of vehicles that must go now. Mention radio with a test drive and get a free gas card while supplies last. Visit Quality Chevrolet or QualityChevrolet.com. Your friends in the car business.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you, in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
In a world where God, free will, and love were outlawed, one person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. Now playing. More information at Walden.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Who can believe they give me a radio show? I don't. Not me. All right. Hey, did you get to see The Giver? I know we didn't get a chance to really talk about it.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it, actually. I didn't really even know it was out until I saw a preview for it at the theater the other night. It looks spectacular.
Yeah, it really does look good. And we're trying to get Chip, Microchip on, or the president of the company, because I don't think we're going to get Meryl Streep on.
What about Jeff Bridges?
I don't know. I guess we can take a shot.
Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite actors. I love him. He's great.
You know, Weird Al comes on because, you know, he can enjoy us. And then, you know, Anne Graham Lotz, she can come on, which is a pretty wide range.
Hey, if Weird Al could enjoy us.
That's a good point.
That's saying a lot.
That's a good point. You know, Mark and Burnett and Robert, they love the show. It just depends. You don't know who's. It's some people are connected to it, some people aren't. But I don't really pursue or go after. I did hear, though, that The Giver is spectacular. I would like to encourage people, if you're thinking, man, I'd like to go to a movie, and if you really want to have a great movie experience, you got to go to Cinépolis. I'm just saying. Don't get mad at me. I didn't invent the thing where the whole seat goes backwards and somebody comes and says, would you like me to bring you a beverage? I mean, yes. And some chips. Right away, sir. I like that.
Do they talk just like that?
Well, the ones that would have the English accent do. And so I really encourage people to go see The Giver. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's actually, there's many people that say it's got a subtle Christian message. It's, you know, pretty solid. And it's one that I think, from what everything I can tell, notice that I'm still recovering from the Noah experience.
I was just going to say that.
From what everything we can tell, it looks really, really good. But yours truly, dude on radio, not a movie critic strong enough to be able to say something.
That's why you'll have to see it first.
But I encourage you to see it. But you didn't hear that from me. Okay, we have our Facebook post that we want to do. Facebook post, very important, a crucial one, connecting to something that happened yesterday. So what are we doing for Facebook post music nowadays?
Until YouTube's back up, stopgap.
All right, So that's a little Top Cat for you. That's all right. Here we go. This is a very interesting one, but I want to make sure everybody gets it. Ecclesiastes. Uh-oh. That's going to take a little while just to script that. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24 and 25 say this. A man can do nothing better than to eat, drink, and find satisfaction in his work. This, too, I see is from the hand of God, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? Okay, did you get that? The key is verse 25. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? So the reason that we brought this one up, we talked about Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, you do it as unto the Lord and in the Lord. This is another portion because somebody in the spiritual, quote, motivational realms made the comment that you can find happiness and you don't find happiness, God per se, if you can find your own happiness. Here's the problem with that. That's wrong. And we talked about that. We kind of covered both angles. And it was Victoria Osteen who said it. And she I don't know if she misspoke or took it back or, you know, at this point, it's well documented that she said it. She just might have been saying something different than was in her mind. I don't know. Here's the bottom line. Are you a person who's looking for happiness? Are you looking for enjoyment? Are you looking for fulfillment? Are you searching for things that will give you satisfaction? You're not going to find them in the different things that you do apart from God. So when we say in the verse 25, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment apart from God? No one. The answer is nobody. So the post is, sorry, Charlie. That's referring to the tuna. You know, Charlie tuna. Sorry, Charlie and Victoria. Happiness cannot be found apart or outside of God. Now watch this. Get this. Ready? Get this. Fake happiness can be found, but it cannot last because sin is only pleasurable for a season. Did you get that, Robo? In other words, sin is pleasurable for a season, but keep this in mind. It's a season. Which means it cannot last, which means it's not real happiness, because when God brings happiness, it's everlasting. You cannot find happiness apart from God. You cannot find joy and fulfillment apart from God. You cannot find it in what you accomplish alone, because you were created with this shape in your heart. It's the shape of a cross. And without that cross shape being filled by the cross of Jesus Christ, you will never find completion. That's it. You know, you make it all about these weird things. It's like, no, you were created. Inside your heart somewhere is this shape of a cross. It must be filled by Jesus. It's only filled when you ask him to become a part of your life. Until you do, you're never going to feel, sense, or know the fulfillment of life. That simple. You were created with some missing elements, the main one being the cross. Now you think, well, why would God create me just to have me have something missing? So in your living, you can touch to him, so he can enjoy you and you can enjoy him for eternity together in heaven, not 60, 70, 80, 90 years. That's why in you, you want to live forever, because he put it inside you and he's the only one that can satisfy that. In Timothy, it teaches us that Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You know where you get to understand it? Well, you know where it comes to light? In Jesus. That's the answer. And apart from that, it ain't going to work. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we come back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.